Welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank and I'm joined by my mom, Shirley.
Hi there.
Today we're talking Survivor Season 44, Episode 11, I'm Not Worthy. The first thing I want to talk about is the fact that next season, we know now, they're going to be doing 90-minute episodes. They're also going to be doing 90-minute episodes for The Amazing Race. I believe a lot of this is due to the writer's strike. How do you think 90-minute episodes are going to affect Survivor?
I love Survivor, so 90 minutes to me would be great. Hopefully we'll get two challenges in most of them because I really like the challenges. A lot more writing for us.
Yeah. We were joking that our hands are cramping already.
Yeah. But I think it'll be good as long as it's interesting enough. I'm kind of worried to drag it out and, you know, it might get slow in areas, but we'll see. What do you think?
Did they mention it at all on Jeff's podcast?
They didn't on Jeff's podcast. I had looked it up too and saw that is the case because the writer's strike.
Okay.
Yeah. But he hadn't mentioned it on his podcast.
So if it's successful, then I mean, basically if that season is successful, it's no reason for them to not keep doing the 90-minute episodes.
Yeah.
But keep that in mind. What I believe is that the episode's already filmed. So I don't think we're going to get more challenges. I think it'll be more camp life. Because they have endless hours of camp life, but they don't have endless hours of challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the challenges might be a little bit longer. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
We're going to get more footage of it anyways. In this episode, we lost Danny, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, he was great.
He was a very, very good player. One of those players, you know, that once they do, you know, heroes versus villains that they could be very good in. Because I realized that towards the end of this, I was like, oh, okay, he's a villain. I like him a lot, but he's a villain. But in this case, I was actually hoping he would lose out in this vote because it was essentially between him and Carson. And I think Carson was, God, and I think Danny might agree with this. He might actually be happy with this. I think Carson earned it a little bit more.
Yeah, I like Carson, and he's just playing the game so well that I do think he deserves to be there more than Danny, but Danny was a very good player.
Yeah, he was, and I think he'll definitely be back. And we got to give it up for Carolyn, who made a big move.
Yes.
We know by the numbers it wasn't necessarily needed, but nevertheless, it was very well accepted by the jury, I'm sure.
And, you know, we had a lot of talk about that on my Facebook group. And a lot of them kept saying, oh, she wasted her vote. She wasted her vote. Well, you know, she's there and all she has is the information that's been provided.
Of course.
Thinking who's going to vote which way. So I think she played it right at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, she had no idea it would be a waste, and that wouldn't have been people's response had she not used it for him and Carson went home. So I think she played it thinking that he was the next one to go. She may regret it next week because it sounds like she might be the target, but I really liked it. Me and you were super excited.
Yeah, I don't think it diminishes her move in any way just because it wasn't necessarily needed. It still shows that she stepped up.
Absolutely.
Carson still showed the things. I still think it had its impact on the jury.
Absolutely. I think it did too. I think it definitely gave her a lot better resume.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, on Facebook when they were like, oh, it wasn't needed. She wasted a vote. It's like, dude, look at when she played it. You know, she didn't know that he wasn't going to get, you know, the votes to get voted out. So I think it was a very good move and it definitely helped her.
It's one of the problems with watching Carolyn is, I mean, yes, she has her antics, but for the people on the actual island, all they're seeing are the antics. We're seeing also that she's right about some things and she's just being ignored. Well, she's being ignored, so none of them know about that.
Right.
And I think this is something that'll actually be something she could say at the end, because up until this point, I can't think of anything where everybody else knows she did the move.
Yeah.
She might have been calling the shot the whole time and got ignored and the shot went the other way or happened to go her way. But this was one where she could like, hey, look, see, I did this thing.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be important later on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's go ahead and start things off. Carolyn is upset that she was left out of the vote and Jam Jam wants to explain. But at that point in the middle of the night, she's not receptive to anything. She loses it a little bit on her alliance and kind of just shuts down. Jam Jam goes to the other side of the tribe members because they have everybody else around too and explains Carolyn's issue that basically she's just upset she was left out, but it was one of those situations where they felt like they needed to because she specifically said she wouldn't vote against her.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Franny. I was trying to remember who was voted out. Danny worried about his one vote. He trusts, because it was somebody voted for him and it was Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
He says he trusts Heidi, but we know that it was her that voted for him.
Yeah.
And later on, it's revealed to him, I think he believes it, but still it's kind of, you know.
I wasn't really sure with that. Jam Jam tells him.
Yeah.
And it almost turns around and makes Danny think that Jam Jam's the one that did that.
And that was his immediate reaction.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. But he seems like he was kind of fishing too with Heidi.
Exactly.
You know, to see if maybe she did.
Yeah. So, I think he then is like, I don't trust her, but also Jam Jam came to tell me this for a reason.
Yeah.
I think he kind of looked at it that way. The next morning, the tribe opens up about their struggles. It was just really kind of like kumbaya. They're all sitting around doing yoga.
Yeah.
We've seen this a lot this season. There's a lot of people that are into that. Carolyn and Jam Jam talk, and Carolyn's much more receptive in the morning, being able to sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
They rebind themselves together in their alliance. I couldn't find the right term for that, but basically they're all on board again, because at that time I was like, okay, Tika might be falling apart now just because Carolyn's so distraught, but no, they kind of reformed it.
And that was really good on her part. We haven't seen that very often with her, to where she kind of spirals out of control, but she brought herself in pretty quickly.
Yes.
Realizing that she needs to stay tight with Jam Jam and Carson. And that was a good move. That was another thing mentioned on Facebook, that, you know, that's kind of a side that we haven't seen. She quickly pulled it back together after being quite frantic, really, and realized what she needed to do to further, you know, get further along.
And that might be an editor issue there, because they do make sure we see the spiral moments or the moments where she complains, but they rarely show us the moments where she's coming down to earth to kind of clarify herself.
Right.
And I think, you know, don't get me wrong. Again, I think it was a shady edit moment in the very first shot of this season. We got Carolyn kind of asking questions and making her look stupid.
Yeah.
And I get that they have a narrative to tell, and Carolyn kind of feeds into it. We're not kidding ourselves.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I kind of feel like that's the story they're telling us. And so if they don't show us her resolve things, and we just see her spiral, she looks even, you know, more crazy and out there.
Yeah. And, you know, ever since I watched or listened to one of the On Fires, where it was the editing piece where they look at everything till the end where they know who won.
Yeah.
That's when they start editing, like, how things are going to look throughout the show. So exactly. Now that we're seeing this other side that they're showing us, where she is kind of getting it together and she is making good plays, makes me wonder if she's going to win.
That's the thing, right? They have how many countless hours to edit, and there's no script involved in this, but there is a story to be told.
Right.
They have to make sure that you're coming back to see if Tony survives this climbing into the tree thing, or if Sandra really is going to be the queen a second time. Like, they have a story they have to tell, and I get that, but also it's a shame for, famously, Jerry voiced her opinion on this, because Jerry was made to look like a villain when she played, and she's one of the best players there was.
She was great.
And she voiced her opinion on that, and Jeff kind of shut her down immediately.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we don't talk about that. But it's her I can't say words today. It's who she is that now looks like a bad guy when she was just playing the game her way.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, as long as they don't make anything up. They don't, like we said before, don't, you know, make them reshoot or something. But they can kind of guide us through the thought process that they want us to.
They have to, That's you know, how these shows work.
That's what
work.
Makes a good show. Yeah. And the way that we're seeing a different side of Carolyn kind of, you know, makes me think that maybe she's going all the way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The same thing happens. The more obvious show to me is Amazing Race. And I'm so excited we got 90 minutes of Amazing Race.
Yes,
I think 90 minutes of Amazing Race is a lot better than 90 minutes of Survivor, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they actually have these travel woes and stuff like that that happen. And sometimes it just resolves itself too fast. But in Amazing Race, a race always ends in one of two ways: a nail biter, two people racing to the final, or one person so far behind that it's a sad music comes in and they walk in. There's never just, oh, they're like a minute behind the other person, because that's not good TV.
Yeah.
It has to be emotional, or it has to be like exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. So
it's just good editing.
It's just good editing. It's 100% good editing. I cannot wait for Amazing Race to come back.
I know.
Okay. So, Carolyn's on board. Carson wants to make sure that Danny knows about the Heidi vote. And so Jam Jam goes and tells Danny about Heidi's vote. And immediately he's like, look, we got to get Jam Jam out.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But again,
puts
I think
a target,
you know,
on
he
Jam
knows.
Jam. Yeah.
She does try to divert over to Jamie, saying that she thinks Jamie's the one that did it, or possibly Jam Jam himself.
Yeah.
So just, she's doing a good job of kind of like duck and roll.
She is not going to admit it at all. She was very clear about that.
Yeah. Later, we see Carolyn and Jam Jam relax and swim. I think these two people would get along better outside of the island.
Yeah,
I think
they would actually like be very good friends. Yeah.
It's just, it's got to be so tough to survive out there and get along. They talk about their targets, and they seem to be wanting either Danny or then Lauren out. So Lauren, again, she's been kind of quiet, but she's one of those, if you let her get to the end, she could be dangerous.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a big resume, but she's been in on all the right votes.
She has.
Danny and Lauren discuss who they want out, and they're talking Jamie. They're wanting to break up the Tika alliance.
Right.
But they're talking with Jamie and Heidi, and they're both on board. And right now, Jam Jam is the target.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at when we head into the challenge.
Yeah. So as we get into challenge, this is a great one. One of my favorites. I saw this one first on Australian Survivor.
It was on a regular Survivor first, apparently.
Before it was on Australian. Well, first time I saw it.
Because
we've seen them all.
Right. So last season, that's the thing. It was funny. Last season, we thought the exact same thing because we were fresh off of Australian Survivor that time. And then they had referenced like, oh, this is from old days.
That's right. Yeah. They did it. And then they said, and they said they had done it before. And we were like, no, we saw it on Australian.
And last season's was legendary.
It was. Yeah. Now, I got to tell you that on Fire, they talked about that.
Great.
And, you know, they asked because it was all about questions that people gave Jeff. And they asked, did you make any changes? Because last season when they did this one, you guys all know that the tide ended up going down.
Yeah.
So they actually won the challenge, you know, so that was never seen before. And so we thought, okay, well, maybe they did something different. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, you know, they trusted the game. They didn't change anything. You know, it was as is. So I was curious. And
you would
about
assume
that.
They would have lowered it maybe or something like that, or changed the location or something. That's good. I like that they knew that, you know, it's still going to work. And you know what? Those two that won last year, they did a great job. They deserved both immunities. So I think that was great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was such a good one. Okay. So what they have to do is, they'll be in the water under a grated steel barrier. As the tide rises, their breathing room will decrease. We've seen it before. This is a heck of a good one.
Yeah.
So as they all get in there and it gets started, of course, Carson, first thing he says, I tested this in my bathtub. Of course. Of course. I just love Carson.
By the way, on his Twitter account, he showed that he made that star puzzle from last week.
Yeah.
And so the guy's straight up working at NASA. That's just crazy because he's also like steering a satellite or something. He showed pictures of it. But on his desk at NASA, he brought the 3D printed star up and showed him putting the puzzle together.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think he had done that one. I thought it was new. Yeah.
And because he messed it up, but he did know right away, like, oh, this one's got to switch out.
Oh, yeah. He just took a few pieces out and I was panicked. I was like, oh my God, is he going to have to take this whole thing apart? You know?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. A few pieces and he had it. Mm-hmm. It was so cool. So as they get going in the challenge, Lauren gets panicked first.
Yeah.
A little bit. She's talking to Jeff. Not too bad.
Shivering, really.
You can tell she's, shivering, starting to get a little panic going. Jeff talks to Jam Jam and he's just chilling. Mm-hmm. Of course, right now, you know, we've still got the water pretty low. 30 minutes in, it went from 9 inches up to 3. So they've only got that 3 inches of clearance. Okay. An hour later, and then we've already got Lauren out. So now's when people are going to start going out.
In her defense, it's an hour of sitting there, though. Even that, the water's cold.
Yeah.
Because she was shivering the whole time. So I'm just thinking how cold it is out there. Yeah.
That's a long time. Yeah. She was cold from the very beginning. So, yeah. And at this point, the water is over the grate. I mean, it's right there. So then, you know, once we get to that point, we lost Jamie, Carson, and Carolyn, all of them out, just one right after the other. We're down to Danny, Jam Jam, and Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's struggling. I mean, he's trying to get air. He's doing the, you know, funnel with his fist.
It gives me anxiety watching them.
It does. It does. It's crazy. That's another thing mentioned is how much anxiety you get just watching these guys.
For anybody who's played video games, there's a famous sound. We used to put it in podcasts. We had to take it out because we got a complaint about it. If you're playing Sonic, when you stay underwater on a Sonic game too long, he does this dun 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 dun, like the music gets louder and faster, meaning you're about to drown.
Uh-huh.
Well, we used to put it in the podcast, one called Level Up, where they had to talk real fast about the game. And then at the end, like as you're getting close to the end, we put that in. It's like, you got to hurry up and finish up. we got a complaint. It's like, that's giving me way too much anxiety while I'm driving to work. Can you not do that, please? And so we took it out, replaced it with other music. Because for my generation, we know as kids, like, no, Sonic's about to die.
Yeah. And well, so, for me, okay, I'm an older generation. I'm thinking Jaws.
Yeah.
to me, that's the movie Jaws.
Or Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That one was freaky.
God, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
I always watch it. I watch the new one. I always watch it when I'm about to go on a cruise.
Oh, my gosh. Frankie, don't do that.
I got to be ready.
That's like the last thing I'll watch before a cruise.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. So Jam Jam and Heidi, Danny was out after struggling, right? Mm-hmm. Hour and 25 minutes in, Jam Jam and Heidi totally submerged. Jam Jam's totally focused.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the funnel with his hands, but not squirming around. I mean, he is totally focused. Heidi having a hard time, then she's out. Jam Jam ends up winning. Funny that he didn't even hear Jeff. So Danny has to dive submerged in and go tell him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got his handset just right, I guess, to be able to get air.
I think it was all the way that he couldn't hear them. I think he was just focused.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It was awesome.
And you saw what they were doing. They were like cupping their hands to make a straw, but then they blow the water out that did get in, then breathe.
Yeah.
So that's a tough balance. I mean, it's, gosh, terrible that conditions. Is.
That's crazy. And he was super excited.
Yes.
You know, so he ends up saying that everybody in his family's athletic. They're going to be so proud of him. So that was awesome to
Props
see
to you,
him
Jam,
that
Jam.
Excited.
That was a great job.
Yeah, that was very good.
And I want to say he was the one last week saying he hasn't won like a food reward at all or anything like that too.
I don't think he's won any reward. Yeah, is this his first?
I think this is his first time winning. So
Yeah.
All right. So we're back at camp. Danny now wants to target Carson. He says, quote, if I clone myself and see myself against Carson, I might vote Carson.
Yeah.
And so he knows that Carson's making some really good plays right now. And I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
The others are on board, of course. They know Carolyn will be a cannonball when they get back, though. That's what they said, quote, cannonball. Mm-hmm. Because she feels betrayed from the last vote, not being let in on that one.
Right.
Now you're going to take one of her familia. She's going to go crazy.
Oh, yes, she will.
So they're preparing for that as well. I think essentially they're saying, when we come back, we got to know we're going to vote Carolyn next because she's going to be out of control.
Right.
All right. Carolyn is getting worried. See, this is another one. This is all kind of writing that script that Carolyn's going to be.
Yeah.
Probably finalist. Carolyn is getting worried that the vote is on Carson.
Yep.
She says it feels like Danny and Jam Jam are lying to her. And Jam Jam is less lying to her, more oblivious, I think, is kind of the case for him.
I believe that, too. Yeah.
Carolyn tells Carson that she's worried, and he actually does believe her. He is getting worried, but he's pretty sure Lauren and Jamie are on his side. But this is one of those times he gets kind of a, like, you know what? I think Carolyn's right here. And so he agrees with her and starts kind of taking action. Lauren and Jamie are split on what they should do. At this time watching this, I'm kind of thinking, no, they're not. They're going to go for Carson. This doesn't make sense for them to be split.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see later on that they were actually split on this decision. I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
Jam tells Carolyn he thinks it is a Carson vote as well. So that's the part right there where I think confirms that Jam Jam wasn't lying to her intentionally.
Right.
Because then when he does find out, he does talk to her.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to kind of, I like this Tika 3, and I kind of want them to just do well. So that's good to see. Carolyn goes into overdrive and tells Carson she's going to play the idol for him. She's not sure between Danny or Heidi who they should target as the extra vote then.
Right.
And then at that point, we're headed to tribal.
Yeah. That's kind of a good point because, you know, Carolyn mentions at that point where she's telling him that she might play the Tika idol for Carson, that she's worried that she might need it for herself.
Yeah.
And we see that that's definitely going to be the case. So as we get into tribal, we start with Jeff, and he's just saying, with the plan changing all the time, what do you do? So he's talking to Jamie. She says, you just find a group with the same target that, you know, but there's a lot of changes. So it's still hard to do that at this time. Danny just saying everybody's a threat. And Jam Jam says, you're always thinking about your vote and the impact on the jury. So that's good. That's what we're wanting to see at this point.
Exactly.
Sometimes I don't know really how much Jam Jam's really playing.
He's a tricky bird. Yeah. It's hard to kind of figure out where he's going with his game. Yeah. Sometimes he's just day to day. I see him talking to other tribe members when I feel like he should be like talking to Carolyn.
Yeah.
So that kind of worries me too. Just like the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
But
I think he's finally kind of getting it, but it might be too late because the way the previews to the next episode, It looks like, you know, he's probably going to vote against Atika. And I think he's realizing, like, if he really goes down to the bottom three with Carolyn and Carson,
he doesn't stand a chance.
He doesn't have a chance at all.
His best bet is Jamie and Lauren.
Yeah.
Those three right there, I think, have the least say in what happened in this game so far.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Hopefully he's getting it together, but yeah, you can't go to the end with those two.
Yeah.
Okay, then we got Carolyn just talking about how she's not getting any sleep. Plans are always changing. Danny talks about how we all develop our own routines like fighters, and I loved it. Carolyn just had so many different facial expressions. Oh, yeah. And so she's rolling her eyes. You know, I don't see it that way, she says. We rest, then we're scrambling. You know, for everybody, it's different. And that's what Lauren starts talking about. But it's funny because, you know, Carolyn's very annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And even Jeff says, you know, are you annoyed with me?
Yeah.
At the end.
And she was honest a little bit there. She says,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Which is something that we have to evaluate. Again, you know, guys, it's funny because we're talking about how they edit things to make somebody look redemptive or whatever. We're falling for it.
We started like just she was driving us crazy.
Driving us bananas. Yeah.
Couldn't wait for her to get out. And, you know, she's just wearing on us.
And that's exactly what's supposed to happen. And you know what? Last season, you know who was doing that to me? Mike in the first few episodes. Remember how we were saying, Mike, what's he doing? He doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Then he does that heroic thing where he say, like, this is for the fighters or for the vets.
Oh, my God.
Then he does this thing. And then he does that thing. And by the end, you're like, Mike, you got it, buddy.
That episode really changed my mind.
We might have the episode that changed a lot of people's mind for Carolyn.
Yeah.
This one right here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She really played well this one. Okay. So, let's see. We went on to Jeff asking how safe people feel.
Mm-hmm.
He does this a lot towards the end.
Yeah.
Jamie says, I feel solid with this vote. And the roles that people are playing. Danny, I feel good too. Our logic is aligned. So see, they think they're solid because, you know, they've got other people voting, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Not so good.
Yeah.
Carson talks about how he's scared and loves the game so much, but, you know, he's had a lot of insecurities and he says he's a quirky person, but Survivors has taught him how to accept his quirkiness and be confident with them.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. You know, I like seeing that they get something like that out of Survivor.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what Jeff talks about too, is it's pretty cool that you come out here, even if you don't win, you learn something about yourself or you learn, you know, to accept certain things about yourself.
And it's funny because when you see somebody like Carson, for example, we admire him outside of Survivor. It's like, yeah, you were for NASA, man. That's freaking cool.
I know.
But he's always been kind of the geeky person that might not have fit in well. You know, we're geeky around here. We're fine with that. But, but you know, he might not have fit well. So that's like Carolyn, who knows that she has this big personality and it's hard to rein in. And Jam Jim actually has mentioned it. Like, he's got a big personality and sometimes that gets him in trouble.
Right.
And on Survivor, you can find the niche for that to work well.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, of course, but eventually you find where that works well. And we're finding it with all three of our ticket players right now. You know?
Yeah. They all have very big personalities. Mm-hmm. And I think when Carson gets back to work or just in his own life, he's going to be very different.
Oh, you should see. It's just so because I try to follow people that we like per season. So a couple of days ago, I was going through following some of the survivors for this season. I should do it in the beginning of the season. I don't know why I don't. I always do it at this point. I think it's, you know what it is? I think I kind of wait for those first couple weeks people to go ahead and, all right, that's fine. I'm not going to think to follow you too much. And most of his pictures are either Survivor or NASA. And it's just neat to see that he's steering one of the satellites or he's steering one of the missions. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then he shows it like, he says like, watch this one tonight. It's a big one for me and stuff like that with this episode.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And then so you guys got to follow me. Maybe I'll start adding their Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts to our show notes. So you guys can start following them.
Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
So to finish it off, you know, Carolyn just says, I'm scared. I'm not comfortable at all. So, you know, most of them are a couple too confident, but most of them are scared. So it's time to vote. So this is the last chance to play their shot in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see anybody play that.
So that's out of the game now.
Yep, out of the game.
Do you think they should bring that back in a future season?
It just doesn't make much of an impact.
I think
we've seen it work once.
Did it work? I think it worked.
It worked once, but it wasn't a factor, I think.
Jamie, I think, is the one that it worked so long with Jamie, and it was no factor.
Didn't she play it the first episode or something, she's something stupid like that?
Goofy like that. I'm sorry, Jamie, but you have been disappointing.
I'm sorry.
good luck, editors. Try to turn that one around.
Well, yeah. Okay, so we're doing the voting. We have Carolyn up there voting, and I don't get.
She's
counting with her fingers.
Because she was debating between Lauren or Danny. We see that she crosses out Lauren.
Yeah. So I guess she's just doing the math of who's left and how it's going to work out.
Another note on Carolyn. Not that we're becoming the Carolyn fan club. I know it sounds like that. But she does play a virtual survivor at home a lot.
I
think she's kind of going through that in her head right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't know what this virtual survivor is, but I would like to figure that out. So if one of you guys know, please let me know. But apparently it's a survivor you could play at home.
Huh.
I know that there's an old board game, an old computer game. But apparently there's like one where you could play almost like fantasy football, but it's within each other. I don't know. It'd be very interesting. Yeah. I'd like to see how that works.
Okay. So everybody does their voting before it's time to read the votes. Carolyn plays her idol for Carson. Isn't that so awesome?
That is awesome. It's a big move for her.
So all votes for Carson don't count. As we start the voting, we have 2 for Heidi, 2 for Carson, and 3 for Danny.
Yeah. So the idol for Carson wasn't needed, but still, I think, was effective.
Yeah. We had Danny and Heidi both vote for Carson.
And one of my favorites, go home. It was a weird moment for me, though, because the whole time I'm like, I think I want Carson to win out over my 2 favorites. To have both my favorites this far, I'm happy, because I know in the past I haven't had that luck. But and I do think that I think Carson's the one player I would say shouldn't be allowed to get to the finale. You know what I'm saying? Because then they're going to win. Danny called it earlier when he says, if I had a clone, I'd, you know, vote for Carson. And I think he's the player right now, if we're looking at everybody, that everybody should be worried about getting to the end.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Know? Yeah.
But I hope he wins some challenges and gets there anyway.
He's a challenge beast.
For
the puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
We haven't had a lot of those lately.
No.
But I bet you money he 3D printed somehow that one where they roll the marbles.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how he could have, if he did that.
That's a good one, too.
And that's in every season.
Yeah.
So you never know.
So, yeah, it's so funny when Danny goes to leave, right? So he wants to do a Robert De Niro impersonation.
Bunch of dorks.
Go ahead, snuff my torch, you know? Yeah. Which he did so good. Of course, I don't sound anything like him, but he did a great job. Yeah. And, he turns around, tells everybody, great move, poetic justice, you know, and goes out on a good note.
Yeah, he did a hell of a good job. I look forward to him coming back. He's definitely, I want to see a future season where he plays, when they do heroes and villains.
Yeah.
Where he's on the villain side.
Yeah.
So I think he did a really good job. He's fun to watch. Boy, if we can get him and Tony in the same season,
those
two would be such a dynamic duo.
They would be very good.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Yeah. So.
That would be really good.
The next episode shows that Tika is the majority now, and Carolyn is the huge target for everybody. So we'll see how that shakes out and if Tika can hold strong. I can't remember an alliance getting this far in recent years that I feel like could be the final three.
Yeah.
Because it's always said on day one, let's be the final three.
Yeah.
This feels like something we haven't seen since the first 10 seasons of the show.
Yeah.
We're on season 44 now, and this feels like the old school alliance might actually make it to the final three.
Right. So you've got Lauren, Heidi, and Jamie against Jam Jam, Carolyn, and Carson. So you've got a 3-3 going here. And I have a feeling they're going to be able to pull over Jam Jam.
I think Jam Jam is the one that's going to break it up. Yeah. Because I think Carson and Carolyn both feel like they have a chance to win against each other in the finals. And I think Jam Jam doesn't have a chance. And I think you'll recognize that.
Yeah.
And I think if he's smart, he pulls together Lauren and Jamie and goes with that 3. Heidi can claim Danny's stuff because her and Danny teamed up on a lot of his moves, on their moves, I should say.
I think out of those 4, probably Heidi's going to be the best chance of winning as far as a resume.
Yes.
I don't know.
But again, if we look at the edit, not that we like to, I mean, look, we looked at that Reddit edit thing one season, but I have a feeling, and I bet they're calling this for Carolyn or Carson as well, I have a feeling if we look at that, they say like Heidi doesn't stand a chance because I can't necessarily say Heidi's made any big showstopper moments.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and the fact that they keep showing those 3D printed puzzles, that's one.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that Carolyn just made a big move is here. Boom. Danny doing the whole trickery with the birdcage. That was like, okay, these are the moments that build up to something cool. Like when we saw Mike, you know, throwing this up for the veterans and stuff like that. Like those are the big moves that build the hero of the season.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Or the villain.
You're right.
So It should be a good one. How was Facebook?
Okay, so for Facebook, a lot of kudos to Carolyn for playing her idol for Carson.
Okay.
And for also, like we were talking about earlier, just kind of being upset, but gathering herself and getting back into the game pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, very different for her. People talking about how Jam Jam will probably flip and really liked the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people said, you know, it gives them anxiety just to watch it.
Yeah.
And Lot couldn't do it or it's too dangerous, but most really liked the challenge. I had on ET Canada was an interview for Franny.
EW Canada, by the way. Is it?
Entertainment.
Weekly.
Entertainment Canada, and then there's Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they're Entertainment Weekly. A couple of the reporters work specifically with Survivor. So I do suggest you guys check them out every week. They actually write articles all the time about Survivor. It's very, very interesting.
So it's just EW for the weekly one?
Yeah. Well, when you guys look them up.
You're younger, okay?
I'm sorry.
I spell it out.
If you go to EW.com, you'll find Entertainment Weekly's articles about Survivor. It's very, very interesting.
So that one there had Matt. Okay. The Entertainment Canada had Franny.
Okay.
Just saying she had a lot of fun. She had fun with Matt on Ponderosa. We did look for Ponderosa and found out that they're not doing it this season. So really hoping that they bring that back because we had a lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
They're still together, long distance relationship. It was when Entertainment Weekly talked to Matt. It was funny because he talks about how the first question was, you know, would you have dropped the ball so that she wouldn't have got voted off? And, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I would have. I don't blame her because he's proud of how well she played, but he would have done that to save her, you know. Let's see, what else?
Does it mention, did either of them mention that they're still dating?
They are still dating.
Oh, cool.
And they did go out and get their Ethiopian food that they kept talking about. They also asked him about leaving the bag behind.
Yeah.
And not bringing it a challenge so he didn't have a shot in the dark or his idol, which ended up being fake anyway. But... he says, yeah, you know, a lot of people left their bags behind, but of course him doing it and then going straight on to tribal is what made it bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes it bad.
But yeah,
they better get on Amazing Race.
People
want those
learn
two,
not to do it the next time.
I want those
they
two
would
racing.
Be great on Amazing Race.
That's a relationship destroyer or builder. I tell you, we've seen a lot of people look pretty solid on day one of Amazing Race. And by the end, they hate each other.
Yeah.
I want to see them on there.
That would be really good. Okay. So on Fire, they talked about the no adjustments to the challenge.
Okay.
They talked about how somebody had asked a question, can you steal an idol from somebody or advantage? And Jeff said, no, you can look in their bag and see that they have it, that kind of thing, but you're not allowed to steal it.
I like that. Cause I can't stand when they look through somebody's bag. So at least there's some decorum in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also asked, is there going to be another gross food challenge? Remember how they do like worms
that was good.
And all that?
Oh yeah.
Probably not going to come back, but might. Mm-hmm. Jeff was going to try to get foods from all the islands that they've already done Survivor at.
That'd be cool, yeah.
But he couldn't get it shipped in.
Okay.
So
they should do Fijian food then.
Yeah.
That would be very
interesting.
Just
different Fijian food, yeah. Another thing that I thought was cute is the lining of Jeff's hats has his catchphrases. So, you know how it's, you know, I got the nothing for you or let's get it on or, you know. One of the producer's moms put the little catchphrases inside his hats.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she made the hats and then that's what she added. So.
When you buy them, they say outwit, outlast, play out under the brim.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah,
we both have hats. I didn't even realize.
Mine's hanging right over there.
Oh,
when you look underneath
them,
they say outwit, out, all that.
That would be cool to get one that has all the catchphrases.
I know. That would be neat. Yeah.
I bet it's out there.
I wonder if they hid them in there. Now I'm going to tear that part of hat looking for them.
So, yeah, it was pretty good. What was the next season for On Fire?
Next episode, yeah.
Or the next episode, yeah. Next episode is going to be talking about the finale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have, is next episode the finale? No.
No, but On Fire is going to be talking about it.
Okay.
So, I don't know, maybe On Fire won't do the podcast the following week.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. Because they do.
Or maybe
they
it'll
normally
be like
do it
a
live,
two-parter.
So, they might not do this one live.
It might be like a two-parter because we've only got three shows left, right?
Yeah, this is 11. We got 12, 13, 14. Yeah.
14's your last. So, yeah. So, he's got two more podcasts. So, maybe it'll be a two-parter.
We'll see. We'll see how
it
goes.
Know. We'll see.
All right, guys, let us know what you think about this episode and 90-minute episodes to come. Let us know on our Twitter account, @LastPodcast1, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.